Well, good morning, everybody. Good to be with you. So thankful to just be able to connect in this way and to worship together from a variety of different places. So I'm glad you could join us. If you've not been with us, we're in the third week of a series that I'm doing called Befriend. And we've been looking at really learning from Jesus how to create a sense of belonging and to befriend people in a world that's so divided, a world where there's so much judgment and fear and isolation. We've been looking at just how do I come alongside people who are, in week number one, we looked at who are different than me, who if I were going to draw up a category of us and them, how would I learn how to befriend people who are them? And then last week we looked at like what it means to befriend people who are living with a sense of shame in their life, who have done something or not done something that they felt they should have and who are living under the weight of their shame. And we learned from Jesus how to come alongside and befriend them. Today we're going to be looking at how we befriend, how we come alongside and create belonging for people that are anxious and stressed out. Anybody know anybody like that? I would imagine perhaps you know one or two, or maybe it even is a good descriptor of you. But before we look at that today, I want to do a little exercise with you. You're not going to have to share your business with anybody else. You're not going to have to give any answers out loud. This is just a sort of an exercise that we'll walk through, where you are engaging mentally the answer to this question. So as we sit here today, I want you to think about the two adjectives, the two words that you would use to best describe yourself these days. Now, if I would have asked you this question maybe a week ago or a month ago or a year ago, maybe you would use two different words. But right now, today, what are the two words that you would use to best describe yourself? I am blank. Okay. Now, as you think about that, I want you to just hold on to that. We'll come back to that in just a little bit. But once upon a time, Jesus did the very same exercise, sort of, with the crowd that he was teaching. There were people who had gathered to listen to him teach. And during the course of the time where he's teaching them, he gets to this place where he is comparing and contrasting the differences of some of the teachers of his day, the Pharisees, the religious leaders, teachers of the law. He compared and contrasts what they were teaching versus what he was teaching. And as he does so in a way where he uses two words to describe himself. Now, earlier, Joe read this passage, but I'm going to read it again because you might not have been listening for these two words. But this time, as I read it through, I want you to think about what the two words that Jesus uses to describe himself, okay? Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and who carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." So did you catch the two descriptors, the two adjectives that he used? The two words that he used that best described him on that day was humble and gentle. Now, you may have chosen those words. Those two words might have been used to best describe you as you currently find yourself these days, or not. But I'm a little surprised that he uses those two words. Not that they don't describe who he is, but if I were speaking to a crowd and I were trying to gather their attention and I were hoping that they would follow me, I might use like, "I am a water walker," or "I am one who raises people from the dead," or "I help people see who are blind," or "I help deaf people hear." I would probably have used something that looked a little flashier on my personal resume. Humble and gentle isn't really like the first things that you're thinking about when you're thinking about following somebody with a new set of teachings. But that's exactly what he used. He used the fact that he was humble and gentle. Now, a little bit later in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23 to be exact, he would go on to describe these other teachers, these Pharisees and religious leaders, and he would say this of them. He would say, they crush people with unbearable religious demands, but they never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. I am humble and gentle. They are not. And then he offers a twofold invitation. The first part of that is, come to me, all who are weary and who carry heavy burdens. Come. Now, in order to understand what Jesus is getting at with the first invitation, I think this is something that we sometimes miss. Jesus is not asking for us to believe that his teaching is right. I think sometimes we stop and settle for less. We think, oh, well, I believe that. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you rose from the dead. I believe. And we carry out all of our theology about the things that we believe, but he's not asking for that here. He's asking for people to come from where they are to him. What it requires is action. It's not just something that I entertain in my head. It's that actually moves me to a place where I am acting on what is true or what I believe is real or right. So he says, come to me if you are weary and carry heavy burdens. Anybody use the word tired or burnt out or worn out to describe yourself these days? If so, I want to ask you this. What is it that you're carrying that feels so impossible to bear? What is it that you're carrying that feels so heavy today? Oftentimes, the burdens that we bear, the burdens that we carry, are so heavy because we were never really intended to carry them in the first place. Oftentimes, along the way, we pick up stuff that just isn't for us. It wasn't intended for us to bear it. We take responsibility for the things we can't control, and we wonder why we can't get any sleep. If you're tired, Jesus says, come, check out my way of living. And if we do, he makes us a promise. In fact, he repeats himself in case they don't get it the first time. Jesus says, come, check out my way. Follow me, and if you do, I will give you what? I will give you rest. Anybody interested in that? Anybody use a little of that these days? And not just like the kind where I didn't get enough sleep last night, the kind where it's like, I've got so many things going on in my life that if I slept for the next 4 days, I still wouldn't have the kind of rest that you're talking about. If Jesus says, if you're tired, come. And then he says, as you come, I want you to, and he says something funny, something that we wouldn't say today, but he does because it makes more sense to them in that day. He says, take my yoke upon you. What does that mean? He's not talking about eggs, he's talking about oxen. He's using a familiar image of their day. Now, what is a yoke? A yoke was a heavy, like wooden crossbar that was used to connect oxen together for more efficient plowing. If one ox could do good plowing, two and three and four and five could do even better. So a yoke was used to work with a team of oxen to help make plowing more efficient. That's the image, but he's using it to describe his teaching over and against the teaching of the other religious teachers of his day. Because you see, many well-intentioned people in the crowd that he was teaching that day had been carrying the yoke of the Pharisees, and they were exhausted. They had so many laws and variations of the laws that they had to keep, and it was just impossible for them to bear up under the weight of that burden. They started with Moses' top 10, and before they were all done, they ended up with 621 different laws or versions of commands that they were supposed to do. And unless you knew them all, you didn't even know whether you were getting them right most days. Try harder, do more. It was never enough. It was exhausting. And Jesus said, if you want some rest, why don't you take off that yoke and put on my yoke? So, to use that image, to use that picture that Jesus has given, I want to ask you, is anybody strapped to a yoke that's crushing the life out of you these days? I mean, maybe it's a religious yoke. It was for them. Or maybe it's a different kind of yoke. How about the yoke of approval? So many of us are so desperate to be liked, to be followed, to be valued. We'll twist ourselves into knots just to get a thumbs up. And it's exhausting and it's heavy and it's never ending. Because if you get everything that you want today, when today passes, you've got to wake up and do it again tomorrow. It's just getting the approval and the likes of people that you don't even know. Living under the weight of that, it's just impossible daily to bear. You living under the yoke of approval or maybe the yoke of control? Anybody live under the need to try and control anyone and everything in your life? Dr. Phil would say, how's that working for you? What is it that you're trying to control? Other people, how they think, how they feel, how they act? Come on, we can't do that. We can't control our past. We can't control our future. We can't control the weather. We can't control traffic. We can't control an ever-changing world. The only thing that we can do is to prepare ourselves for the coming day and to react or respond to the day when it unfolds in the way that it does. That's all that we have control over. And even when we think that we've got all of our ducks in a row and everything the way that we want, it's really just an illusion. And it's still very heavy. Maybe some of us are living under the yoke of control. Or maybe it's the yoke of independence. Sometimes we experience anxiety as a result of just doing everything on our own. You need some help? No, I got this. No, seriously, that's a piano on your back. You could probably use one or two other people to help you get that piano down the steps and out the door. No, I'm fine. I've got it. And then when they disappear, you just fall under the weight of it. Because you're independent, you're strong, you don't need anybody. And then it leads to isolation. I don't want to bother you. I don't want to burden you. Whatever, fill in the blank. Sometimes we operate under the yoke of independence and it crushes us under its weight. Jesus says, if you're operating under a yoke that's leading you to a difficult life, try a different way. If the way that you're doing your life isn't working, here, try what I have to offer you. Let me fit you for a different yoke. For my yoke is easy. And the burdens I have to give you are light. You want a lighter burden? Of course you do. Well, then Jesus says, come, learn from me. Don't just believe what I'm teaching you. Come, practice what I'm teaching you. Follow me. Learn from me. Learn gentleness. Learn humility. Take on my way. You don't always have to be in control. You don't always need to be first in line. You don't always have to have people like you or love you or appreciate you. You don't have to do this alone. And as we learn from Christ, ultimately we find freedom and we find rest. As we put on his yoke, as we learn from his way, we work in concert with who we were made to be. And as we do, we find exactly what we need. So I want to ask you, what are you carrying today that's making your life harder than it really needs to be. By the way, you're not the only one that's tired. You're not the only one that's exhausted. You're not the only one that's burnt out, that's beat up. Look around you. You're in good company. But if you'd like a different way, Jesus says, come, learn from me. And as we do, we are uniquely positioned to help others with the very same need. Because every single day, we have many of us who are operating under heavy, burdensome, unrealistic yokes, like we once did before we took on Jesus's yoke. Do you know how much a non-anxious, non-judgmental, gentle, humble presence can make a difference in the life of one who's stressed out, who's anxious, who's lost perspective, who can't seem to catch a break, who's tired, who's weary? Gentle, humble friends are among the best friends that we can find to walk with. Because sometimes in life, we don't need to find all the answers. Sometimes we just need to find a few companions who aren't going to judge us for where we are, who aren't going to try and fix our problems in a matter of 5 minutes, but who are going to listen to us, who are going to hear our hearts, who are going to walk with us, who are going to see the worst in us and still love us anyway. You see, what Jesus teaches us is as we come to him, we can receive from him what we most need to live in a world of anxiety and stress and to help other people do the same. Before we befriend, before we create belonging, and before we help others, though, we have to do something with our own stress. I can't help you with yours if I'm already burdened under the heavy load of my own. Jesus says, come to me, take on a different yoke, learn a new way. You may believe in me, but you're still living like you don't. Receive from me what I have to give you and let it liberate you. Let it free you in a world that's hard, in a world that's challenging, in a world that's divisive, in a world that's painful. You can navigate this space. And as you learn to do that with me, you can help others do the same. As you think about what it is that most burdens you, I want to ask you to consider putting on a different yoke and receiving from Jesus what you most need. And then, once you're walking in concert with Jesus under his yoke, then look for somebody else who is not bearing up so well under an impossible weight that you can step into their life and in a non-anxious way, offer them what has been given to you. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the teaching of your son, Jesus. I thank you for the insight. I thank you that the promise of rest is one that you give us multiple times. And I ask that if there are those of us who are anxious, who are struggling, who are tired, that you would help us to let go of that which has been killing us and grab onto that which will give us new life. We're looking for rest that we might then offer it to others. In Christ we pray. Amen.